stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, so this is what happens. Wifey gets in touch. Listen, I got the streaming service. I won't mention which one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a handful, right? And, yeah, it's like anything new. You overdo it in the beginning, don't you? It's like when I installed security cameras at my house. What did I do for the first 3 weeks? I kept watching the screen, looking at nothing.
There was nothing going on.
Watching the dogs.
That's your surveillance.
Watching the swimming pool, nothing happening there. Watching the cars go up and down. I did nothing. It was useless.
Just to clarify, you have since stopped.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it again. So that's what this guy's done, right? So wife is she's getting a little bit annoyed. So I'm calling from said streaming service because I too am a little concerned. Just think of how offended you would be if your streaming phoned you.
Offended, slightly embarrassed.
Am I that bad that also, you are calling?
Yeah, but also mind your business, streaming service.
Well, let's see what happens. Hello, Mr.
What? Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Jerry here. I'm calling you from Scammers.
Okay.
Yes, you've had a subscription with us for the past 3 months.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank you very much for subscribing. You are a valued customer of ours.
Cool, thank you.
Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Are you sitting on the couch watching Scammers?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thought so. Okay, look, the reason for my call, sir, as I said, you are a valued client of ours. However, we are getting a little bit concerned about you, Mr. Meisner.
Why?
We track, obviously, for research purposes, what you watch, when you watch, and how long you watch. And to be honest, you've been watching an unhealthy amount of TV, sir.
So why are you concerned about that? You should be happy at the amount of stuff I watch.
The amount that you are watching, we don't call it binge watching. We actually call it sloth watching.
Sure.
Sloth watching.
Sloth watching, yes. One of the seven deadly sins.
One of the seven deadly sins of watching TV. Sloth watching. That's the first. I've never heard that before.
You watched for 7 hours straight this past Sunday.
I don't see why watching television for so many hours in a row should be of any concern to you, really. Yes. You're a supervisor there. Could I speak to your supervisor at some point?
Sir, I am the supervisor here. You must understand that we are trying to help you get a little bit more active, sir. You need to get a laugh. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, how about give me a subscription to Virgin Active? And maybe I could do something a little more active with my life instead of watching all the time. You can basically f*** off all I care.
No, sir, hold on. Look,
if you call me a lazy sloth, you tell me that I sit at home, watch 7-8 hours of content a day on TV, and you don't want me to do stuff like that. You're concerned about my health.
Sir, just
and
hold on.
If you're the supervisor, you need to be fired because you're the worst supervisor ever.
Have you just gone through a breakup or something?
Yes, to be married. Why is it any of your business, man?
Well, sir, you're going to be divorced soon then. Because look, we're watching what you're watching as well. And are you depressed? Are you depressed?
But because I watch Grey's Anatomy, does that mean I'm
depressed? Sir, you watched the whole season of Grey's Anatomy in one day. You clearly are
so
depressed.
What? I needed to catch up on it.
Get out.
Okay, so organize me a Virgin Active membership and a psychologist, and we have no issues after that.
I need to ask you, are you on drugs as well?
Don't waste my time, really.
We noticed that you watched Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2. And look, honestly, nobody's ever watched that movie. So,
have you watched that movie? Do you know what a great movie that is?
Sir, I'm not on drugs, so... It's a druggy movie. So
Maybe you should smoke a spliff and watch that movie, then you'd understand how good it is.
Okay, so you are on drugs.
Maybe then you can sit and watch for 7 hours like I do.
Okay, so you are on drugs then, is that...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Why did you watch The Notebook?
Julian, why do you care?
Why would you watch that? You're a grown man.
Oh, you know what, Jerry, go f*** yourself, man.
Okay, what I'm going to start by doing is I'm going to restrict your service, sir. I'm going to take off all the chick flicks. I think what we need to start doing is man you up a bit before we get you out the house.
No, you know what, Jerry? F*** you, really. No, f*** you, Jerry. F*** you, don't call me back.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to throttle your service.
What?
I'm going to throttle your service.
What the hell does that mean?
For your own good, I'm going to restrict you to only 2 hours a day, and those 2 hours will not be consecutive.
You know what? You know what, Jerry? F*** you. F*** your call center. All of you. Hey, listen. F*** you, man, Jerry. Just leave me alone. What I do, how I do it, when I do it, none of your business.
Sir, all I'm asking is, what is wrong with you?
None of your f*** business, Jerry.
You need to sort your life out. That's all I'm saying. It's a goodwill call. Please don't take this the wrong way.
Terry, you don't know that. You don't know who watches that content. It could be my wife. It could be my kids.
If you keep on the way that you are going, sir, you'll be divorced within the year, and you'll be you'll be on Prozac.
After phone call like this, I should be getting sleep for free for a whole year.
No, you need counseling for free. That's what you do need.
You need a better call center trainer. You need some help, man. You, Jerry.
So look, I'm going to restrict your service to 2 hours a night as of tomorrow night.
You don't do anything like that. You, Jerry, you can't do anything like that. Don't restrict my service. If you do that, I'm going to cancel my subscription.
Would you like to speak to my supervisor?
Yes, please.
Because I feel I've gone...
But you said you're the supervisor.
I tell everybody I'm the supervisor.
But you've just been me around for so long, Jerry. I'm so you.
Okay, I'll put you on to my supervisor. Just hold on. My supervisor's name is actually Wackhead Simpson.
No, man. I can't believe this.
Good luck to you.
I can't believe this. I really can't.
You know when he says "F you, Jerry," it's like it's going, Jerry, come on, man. Yeah, like, easy, bro, easy. Like "F you, Jerry."
Like usually when people call you that name, they are so angry. I felt for him,
but like "F your car," "F your house," you know, "F the school you went to,"
"F your job,"
"F your job."
How dare you come for me like that, Jerry? Come on.
I've honestly never been sworn at like that. Yeah. It's like, it's a pleading. Man, if you, Jerry.